Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to another episode of Great People TV with me Ben Ibrahim, and tonight I'm not flying solo. My partner is back, Hana Ismail. Assalamualaikum and apa khabar Hana?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ben?
I'm okay, actually. I kind of miss you because I haven't hosted with you for quite some time, so I know you've been really busy. Rezeki is good, betul tak?
Alhamdulillah, but no worries, I'm back and I also miss all our audience on Great People TV. And kepada anda yang sedang menyaksikan kita ketika dan saat ini, don't forget to follow, like and also subscribe our YouTube channel, our Instagram, our Facebook, please follow us, and also upcoming our LinkedIn.
Betul juga, we've said that about a million times, but we are active on LinkedIn. It's just we haven't put a lot of content there. We just put mainly the episodes, but we're building it, yes. And it grows every day in terms of followers and in terms of comments and impressions. So please keep the Great People TV love going. And yes, today Ben, sorry.
But before you introduce our guest for today, kan? Uh-huh. I nak tanya lah, kan? When you were a child, kan? What's your actually mother tongue? Is it English or Malay, or have you always been a bilingual?
No, I mean my parents speak English at home, but their Malay is very, very good. So yes, it's English, mainly English, but Malay was there lah because my parents' Malay is also very good. So yeah. Why you ask?
Okay.
Yeah.
Tak tahu, I nak tanya lah macam, because I know generally you speak English, kan?
Betul.
Kalau macam Malay tu, do you struggle tak? And do you find it hard macam to be in the industry if let's say you're not bilingual?
That's a good question. Well, yeah, Malay is not my strongest language. I mean, it's my second language because I think in English, but my Malay used to be quite bad, but I worked at it. When I came back to Malaysia after studies, I got a tutor. I watched Malay drama, like hafal a lot of the words, sentences. So it's much, much better. Improved gila lah. So, but yeah, it's not as strong as yours. No way as strong as yours. And it is true, but I mean, it is true what you say. The bilingual presenters like yourself do get more jobs. But yeah, it's just to me you focus on your strengths.
Right, sure. Okay, this is the thing. The reason why I ask you this kind of stuff is because today our guest is very special, Ben. Sebab apa? She's the type who actually memang, she's not a bilingual. No, English or Malay is not her first language, but she struggled. And she struggled quite a bit, but then she overcomes it when she's in the industry. And she's a very, kata orang memang seorang model yang sangat-sangat famous, and I'm pretty sure everyone knows her. I rasa baiklah Ben perkenalkan siapakah guest kita pada hari
ini. Yes, without further ado, our guest is the one and only model, actress, entrepreneur, and everything spotlight, Amber Chia. Amber, how are you?
Hi, apa khabar Ben? Hi, Hannah.
Baik.
Thanks for having me. Hi. So nice to be part of Great People.
Yeah, well, you are a great person, Amber. Well, Amber, let's just start our conversation straight away, because Hana just gave a very nice context right there. Because the topic of this discussion is hardworking English. And I think a lot of people, especially in Malaysia, we are very hard on each other just because someone doesn't speak English. If people say, oh, you speak English, you must be intelligent. Take it from me, I'm not intelligent. I'm just really rajin.
You're just being humble, yeah, come
persevere.
On.
No, but I'm serious. But there's 50 million people more smarter than me. But so Amber, tell us about when you first entered the industry, language skills-wise, Malay, English, what was your first language? You know, tell us about that Amber Chia that came into the industry after winning that modeling competition in 2004, I think.
Yeah, time flies. Sounds like history though. Okay, however, before I come in, I'm at the backstage, I heard about the language thing. So for me, the unique part about being a Malaysian is you can speak multi-language. Even though, if you ask me, most of my language is half water. It means that a bit of here, there, but mother tongue, my mother tongue is Mandarin, because I speak Mandarin when I was young. And after Mandarin, we have different dialect in the house. Like my mom is Hokkien, my dad is Teochew. So we speak multi-language. And of course, you know, being a Malaysian, even though I couldn't speak fluent Malay, tapi I faham, I pernah cakap lah, yang sesiapa cakap, I faham, I doubt what you're saying. And of course, when I step into the modeling industry, being honest to you, people who get to know me 20 over years ago, I couldn't speak a single word in English. But I managed to communicate now. For me, the more important in a language is not about how fluent you can speak, how good, how well you can speak. it's about the other person understand you or not. I think understanding it's more important.
Agree.
Language is for communications. It's not like,
Agree.
You know, you speak fluent. For me, sorry. So of course, if I could speak fluent English like Ben, can speak fluent Malay like Hannah, that is perfect.
Mm-mm.
But the most important part is still about communications. Even though you speak fluent in certain languages, but you won't be able to communicate with other. So it's no point for you to speak fluent. You understand the meaning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. 100%.
Yes, I totally understand that. Okay. Amber, because if we look at your ilakan, macam you punya career kan, you punya career path kan, you are one of the earliest model, Malaysian model that made it international. Because let's look at it kan, kalau international model, some of them, but they don't know how to speak English pun. Because most of them, they're not English speakers. They are from Brazil lah, God knows where they are from kan, Mexico lah and whatnot kan. So what did you learn from all this model kan, when it comes to charting their own career in modeling? Because yelah, what do you learn from them? Because they're not English speakers initially.
Mm-mm. So this back to what I said earlier. Also, when I win the title, like what Ben said in 2004, when I start traveling to Switzerland, New York, and overseas for work, I couldn't speak fluent English as well. I couldn't speak like what I can speak now. I can understand a bit here and there, but the reason why I can stay there and keep continue to improve to learn is because of understanding. Even though I couldn't speak, but we understand what the client needs and what the client wants. So so the best part actually in human language. Okay, forgive me. Maybe it's all of my point of view. I want to say this crap.
Yes, all your point of view.
It's body language. Sometimes, you know, it's just like my dad watched international English fighting movie, but he couldn't speak a single word in English. He only speak Mandarin. When I asked him, Papa, do you understand what the whole movie said? He said that you look at the expression, the good actors and the actor that delivered the whole movie script. You don't even need to understand what they say. When you watch the expressions of them, you understand what the whole movie about. It's true.
That's so true. That's very evident when I'm watching Jackie Chan Hong Kong Kung Fu movies. But speaking about Hong Kong, Amber, because Mandarin, you're so fluent in Mandarin, you think in Mandarin, how come, just asking history lah, did you ever think about, okay, I'm really good in Mandarin, I've got a look that very suitable for China, suitable for Hong Kong, suitable for Chinese, for Taiwan, Chinese Taipei? How come you didn't try to go there? And I know it's hard, but how come you didn't try to go there and really focus your firepower on that market? Not just in modeling, but it could have been acting, it could have been hosting, it could have been anything, but in Mandarin.
Okay, I used to move to Taiwan for 2 years. I was there for a bit of modeling and also acting. But being honest to you, it wasn't like what you thought that easier. When you look at the international market, you know how many people look at that? It's people from all around the world, the Chinese from all around the world. So I managed to do a bit here and there in Taiwan. And I even do some drama in China. But being honest to you, it's more competitive in China compared with Malaysia because of the populations.
Of course.
Well, at least I tried, but at the end, I'm still come back to where I came from, which is Malaysia. After I tried Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, market on Indonesia and Singapore. So after that, I remember the last country and city I visited is in New York. I was in New York for years and I come back. And when I come back, I think that it's time, it's enough for me to travel. I should start something more stable. I should start my business. I should start my family. So that is how I start settle down. So being honest to everybody here, it's a nice and beautiful place for retirement. And our work, you know that compared with many cities, we are not too stressed. We are not too slow and we are not too fast.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect. And the people here are beautiful. And everyone is we are unique and we are beautiful.
Yeah. Just on that, Amber, sorry, now just one more question from my side,
No
really.
worries.
What kind of, when you went to, it's a very competitive market, Hong Kong, Chinese Taipei, China, and they're very territorial. If they see someone out,
Oh.
like not from China, not from Hong Kong, not from these countries, they'll say, "What are you doing here? We have our own talents." They're quite
Huh.
sombong la in that way. But what kind of
Is it?
feedback, what kind of feedback was given to you, Amber, in terms of like, because modeling, I mean, not just model, not just your language skill, but your look. Some people say, I mean, in modeling it can be quite cruel. Your nose is too small, your hair is too long, you are too tall, you're too short, your arms are too short, your arms are too long. So many things. It's so hard to get it right.
Okay, but you, when I travel to different country for
Yeah, all
work.
over in general, especially the China markets. Yeah.
Okay. Back to when my first travel, actually, it was due to guest. So I remember I joined that competition, and the final is in Switzerland. So I think the best part for me being one of the contestants compared with the 63 countries, the unique part of being a Malaysian is I can become a translator, even though
Oh.
my language is a bit here and there and here and there.
Right.
Sebab bila you kata Indonesia, kalau dia tak pandai cakap bahasa English kan, I can translate a bit. Kalau if you talk about
Right.
people from China, I can translate a bit. And I
Yeah.
think being a Malaysian, we are just so talented. And being honest to you, although it's not perfect every languages I speak, but I managed to understand and I managed to translate. And then when I work in China, a lot of okay, now of course, getting more and more people know about Malaysians, but you're talking about 10 years ago. When you speak Mandarin in China, they will ask you that why you can speak Chinese. So you have to explain to them about we are the third generations of Chinese in Malaysia from the history of our great grandparents. So other than that, when you go there, they treat everybody equally. But of course, one of the unique part we have also we look unique. We doesn't look like someone from China, even though I'm Chinese. We doesn't look like Taiwanese. We look like multi-racial, multi-Asia. It's like a combination of Indonesia, Chinese, Malay, Indian. So we are unique. And everyone in Malaysia, we are unique.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Nah, I'm
Amber,
okay.
if there's one thing lah, I notice kan, when it comes kalau kita betul nak berjaya dalam bidang seperti ini kan, you have to have a really good PR team and PR skills. And generally kan, sebab I dalam bidang ni juga, and sometimes I get to interview artists such as you and celebrities. If there's one thing I notice about Amber Chia, I mean generally a lot of reporters will say the same thing tau. Amber Chia ni is very very down to earth and very very humble. And I think itu adalah satu you punya quality PR skill yang I rasa yang memang yang membuatkan you senang disenangi ramai. So personally kan, I nak tanya, apa sebenarnya yang buatkan foundation hidup you to have a very humble and such modest attitude?
Sebenarnya kalau you tanya I macam mana dekat industry for so long, I think people yang boleh dekat entertainment industry for long, dia mesti ada professionalism. Sebab kalau you tak professional, mestilah you kena kick out from the industry. Sama dengan responsibility juga sangat penting. I rasa bukan entertainment industry sahajalah, dekat all industry. And one thing dekat entertainment industry, sangat penting Amber rasa adalah you have to have passions. Sama dengan you mesti nak willing to learn. Sebab the entertainment industry dia selalu ada barang yang baru and you have to learn. It's just like for Ben and me, Hannah you are young. Kita dari no social media generation sampai sekarang, kalau kita tak belajar apa itu Facebook, itu Instagram, itu TikTok, itu YouTube, itu live stream, kita mesti sudah tak ada dekat industri ini. So, you
Okay.
have to keep learning, keep improving. And sama dengan sebab entertainment industry, kenapa I kata passion, you have to like it sebab kalau you tak suka kan, memang you akan get very tired sebab kita punya pet tak stable, kita punya masa tak stable, we don't have lunchtime dinner, you know, our schedule is messy and sometimes can be quite free, sometimes can be quite quite busy, and then you get all, everyone will judge you for everything you do. So if you don't like it, you will get stressed, especially with social media world. I received all kind of comments. It could be someone who is kind enough to say a good word. I would like to thank you, people who give us good reviews and good comment. Thank you. But some of them, it could be just like, oh my gosh, she spoke broken English. Why Ben and Hannah interview Amber? So it could be something, some kind of this kind of comment. Because not everybody being understanding, they understand your background. So you will get all different judgment from everyone, especially with social media. But if you think about positive, you have to think positive. Sometimes I just make myself think positive. Kalau orang tu nak cakap you, maksudnya you masih ada market lah. Kalau dia tak nak cakap you, maksudnya tak ada market. So if you think about positive, this is a good thing you have to think about. And in the entertainment industry, once you step in, you have to accept all, everyone will judge you, everyone will give you a different comment, will tell you different thing. It could be a good one, it could be a bad one, but you have to learn how to code for it. Could be it, basically.
No, I mean, that's some very good points there, Amber.
And
thanks for sharing. I mean, I only have only but maybe 1.5 questions left. I'll try to put into one, because at the end of the day, we're trying to project the story here that doesn't matter what language skills you have, as long as you're rajin like Amber, you can make it. That's why it's called hardworking English.
And perseverance.
Exactly. I mean, we know you're rajin. I mean, that one we don't have to explain that. I mean, I've seen you, Amber, that you've, over the years, you just don't sleep. You work hard. You're a mom, your wife, but you're an entrepreneur, but you still keep going. Tell us about the Amber Cha of, from 2004, not the first Amber Cha, but like the one that came, you know, 05, 06, 2008, 2012, how did that Amber Cha improve her language? What was your secret? Was it you watch Hollywood movies, you took English classes, you know, you try to speak more English at home with your family? What was it? Because everybody's different, you know, on how they improve their language.
Okay. I think the first thing you have to cope with it is accept all kind of judgment. Including when I accept the interview by Ben, I already ready, like could be someone will judge me for that. But it's okay. I have to accept. However, English, even though I couldn't speak fluent English now, my English still broken. But the most important thing for me is I managed to communicate. You all understand what I say. That is my key point of languages. And the second thing is when you want to, once you accept that, people will give you some of the very kind people will just teach you, even if you say something wrong, they will guide you. Of course, someone will laugh at you, but that is how you learn. This is the learning process. There is always up and down. And that's one. Two is I start changed my habit of listening, watching, and reading to English. Example, I don't really listen to English song, but when you start accept the English song, sometimes the song repeat 1,000 times. You make me suicidal. Then you're not even like, suicidal, what is that? And then you go and Google and you start understand what is the word of suicidal. Same thing for movie. They have subtitles. Yeah. So when you watch, if the word repeat for 1,000 times, then you will remember what does that mean. And then also for reading as well, when you see a word for many times, you start understand what does that mean. And that is two. That is how you improve. Of course, you know, the last but not least, if you could, you know, that it's always different teacher can teach you. For me, I hire a tutor to come here and teach me, to come to home, teach me. During the MCO, I have an English session with the other English teacher as well from different country. I just doing a Zoom meeting. They listen to my pronunciation. They start correcting me. So that is how I slowly improve. I'm still learning, being honest to you. When I have free time, when I got a right teacher, I will still go on Zoom with him to learn. So yeah, I would say that if you really want to learn a language, you have to, the basic three things you have to accept. Because when you accept judgment, you will be willing to speak. Once you're willing to speak, then that is how you slowly will improve.
I only have one more question, so fire away.
Yeah. Okay, all right, Amber, I'm pretty sure, kan, throughout your language learning experience, kan, there must be some funny and memorable moments. What are those, you know, funny stories that you like to share with us? The sleep salah cakap ke apa ke, you know, in a show ke, in a live show ke, I don't know.
Okay, there's so many, but there's one I would like to share. It's you know, English pronunciation, sometimes once you go wrong, the whole word is going to the different meaning. So, yes. Example, I want to say that, Hannah, you are so sweet. It could be last time I got banana sweet, and I can be say like, sorry, Ben, you are so sweet. So it's certain word like that. I sometimes will make it wrong, but this is how I learn. And sometimes all this become funny memories. So yeah, for me, when you open your heart, you're willing to accept all kind of judgment, that is how you start learning.
Yeah. That's true. Now, any more questions? Or?
No, I kind of enjoy her answers, because I kind of imagine the situations that you are in sometimes, you know, because I pun, as a matter of factly, I masa kecil-kecil pun I akan salah cakap juga, and right until now pun I akan salah cakap juga. You know, sometimes I confuse dessert and desert. You see?
You know, dulu macam mana I belajar, I have a notebook, so every time I will write the word and I will translate that into Mandarin. And I remember one true story. I bumped into one of the director. He shot me for one of the commercial when I just kicked up my modeling career. So he came to me, and I forgot already how I met him for the first time. And he told me, when he come to me, he talked to me. He's like, Omba, I can't believe you can speak so well now. He said, are you still remember the first time when I met you? You were so quiet sitting on the corner. And then when I come to talk to you, I ask you, how are you? You told me that my name is Amber Chia. I asked you, how old are you? You tell me my name is Amber Chia. And I ask you five questions, you answer me one word. So what he impressed, that is one of the funny things, and I don't even remember that, but he told me that he can't believe that I can communicate with him. I said, it's a good thing, right? At least I can answer you more questions now. No, my name is Amateur. That was how bad I was.
Have you had lunch? My name is Amateur.
Yeah, I know. That is how bad my English worst. If people scold me, I don't even dare scolding me, so it's a good thing. But however, what I want to say that was how bad I was. And I managed to improve to here I am now. Although it's not great on perfect, but you know, I'm believe that maybe another 10 years later, I can speak better than now. Life is about keep learning, keep improving. And for me, if you wanted to learn a language, don't care about what people say. Just, you know, speak. People who's kind enough, who love you, will guide you and teach you. And give you some example. I remember when I start speak English, few of my friends always tell me, Amber, it's not like that, it's like that. Then I start writing down in the note. Okay, I learn about the new word again. I'm really thankful for those who guide me to who I am today. And of course, those who laugh at me, it doesn't matter. They're still my good teacher as well, because they're laughing at me. That make me remember, don't say that again. That's strong, you
Wow.
know. So that's how I grew. So
Wow. Wow.
if
This
you're
is actually
willing
a
to
very
open
good.
your heart,
Yes.
accept all judgment, that's how you
Yes.
grow
Yeah. This is
fast.
actually a very good attitude to have when it comes to
Yeah.
learning, regardless learning language ke, or any other subjects for that matter. You have to have this openness. You have to lower down your ego, and you have to have like an empty, you have to see yourself as an empty glass, you know, willing to accept
True.
anything that's poured into it. And I really like this. You know, you kind of remind me of Sofia Vergara, and I love Sofia Vergara. And you're like the Sofia Vergara version of Malaysia, really. And I love you for that.
Makasih. Thank you, and I love you too. And
Yeah.
I remember Ben was very kind as well. I still remember Ben. I'm not sure if you remember that or not. I went to one of your course. It's one of the class, learn about
Oh,
public
Ben buka kelas
speaking.
rupanya.
Yeah, no,
Yeah. You know what? He is a good teacher though. So I went for
Oh,
that class. I still remember I wrote down some important note when you need to
wow.
do public speaking. So that's why I can manage to do it now. Thank you, Ben. You are a good
Oh,
teacher.
wow.
thanks.
Ben, you ought to open many of those classes again.
No, I did some public speaking courses earlier in the days at
Wow.
Chai Makan, and I enjoy it. And Amber was when she started her academy. Just to share with you, when Amber started the academy, I mean, Amber was a startup entrepreneur. She only had a certain budget, and she said, "Ben, can you please help me?" And Amber, because you're such a nice person, hardworking person, I've always admired that about you. Genuine, no tipu tipu BS. Yeah, we helped each other out, and we helped each other Chai Makan, and yeah, I appreciate you on that. And you know, I mean, I'm sorry that I haven't spoken to you in the last couple of years, but COVID, susahlah, my dear. But
Don't
this
worry.
will not be the last conversation. But I have a last question on behalf of Hannah and myself. Now, Amber, we all know that to be in this industry, whether it's a host, actor, singer, whatever, you need to be thick skin, super thick skin. You tak boleh kesah. You just can't, don't care what people say. But that's the hardest thing to do. Because like when people say don't look at social media, you're gonna look at social media. Someone's gonna
Yeah,
kutuk
you
you.
get hurt.
Yeah, you get hurt. And like, I mean, when I got into the international spotlight, people kutuk me a lot, you know. I said, what are you kutuk me for? You know? But I look and look and look what but people have their right to their opinion. So the question that I have for you is for our audience, how do you build a thick skin if you don't have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
Wow. I wouldn't call that is thick skin. It's just an engages. You have to open your heart. I always say that it's not about thick skin, it's about open your heart to accept different judgment, especially in the entertainment industry. You have to have a lot of positive energy because some people are just so negative. They give you a lot of negative judgment and you
And
feel
very
that
critical.
hurt. Yeah, and
Yeah.
sometimes you look at the comment, you will cry, and sometimes out of nothing, you just want to quit the industry because of someone who you don't know. And for me, I would teach my student when before they step into the entertainment industry, I wanted them to get ready. I said that if you want to be in the entertainment industry, that it's always different people will give you different judgment. And sometimes it could be something thing out of your mind and something ridiculous. But this is entertainment industry. You have to have a lot of positive energy. So for me, how I get all the positive energy is I trying to think positive sometimes. And even though every day when I'm tired, I look at the mirror, I tell myself that it's okay, you know. Okay, give you a straightforward example. Like if I look at myself, I tell myself like, oh my God, I'm 41 now. I still have to work. So that is negative energy. People are already retired. But if I give myself positive energy, if I think that, hey, come on, how many models can be a model when they are 40 or 41? And I can be in
True,
the
true.
industry for 24 years. It should be something I'm proud of myself. I don't care about what people think, but not many people can do it. And this is the positive energy I give to myself every day. And you know, things is always have two way. One is good one, the positive one. The other one is negative one. So it's just like the judgment from the public. If you think about negative, of course, you know, they give you different judgment. They don't like you, hurts you. But if you think about positive, if they still talk about you, it means that you still have a market value. If you do something, you are a celebrity, but no one wants to talk about you and no one cares about you, then you should be worried, because it means that you have no more news value.
True.
You understand the whole thing?
Yeah, no, perfect sense.
So I think in the entertainment industry, I wouldn't say thick skin. I would say that you have to have a lot of positive energy for everything you do, even though the languages, you know, when I say people laughing at me, I'm willing to learn because I remember the mistake I make. That is positive. If you think about, oh, they laughed at me, I don't want to talk anymore, I'm given out, I don't think I can, you know, that is negative. So how you get all this? Okay, I think when you tell the energy you give to yourself is very important. And I always like to read about the successful people's story. You know, the positive coach from different people. Zendria Ui, you know, she gave a lot of positive story energy to the public.
Yeah, good
and
one,
a lot of international speaker as well. So that helped me. So that is how I make myself more positive. And I like to mix with positive people. Because I think that is amazing. You know, we support each other.
Yep.
We make each other become a better version of their self and myself. Yeah, so I think that is also very important. If your friends always tell you negative thing, I think you might think, okay, just this is my personal point of view lah, for the audience who watching this show.
Right.
If you have a friend selalu beritahukan you tak cantik, beritahukan you tak bagus, apa yang you buat semua tak bagus.
Yeah.
Trust me, you have to think about you either leave your friends, go and match something, make a new friend who can give you better energy. That will help you to become the better version of yourself. Instead of you stay here and someone just tell you that you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that. Because if this fellow always give you negative energy, and everything you do, that akan menjadi successful. Because he always tell you that you cannot. So you need someone who tell you that you can, then you become more positive. So kalau you ada kawan yang surrounding you, always give you negative energy, please walk away from them.
Good point.
And go and meet someone who can tell you that you can, not someone who tell you that you cannot. You understand? Yeah, that is what I want to tell the audience. I think it's sangat penting. Sebab dulu, I ada satu kawan juga, selalu I buat apa-apa dia pun kata tak boleh, tak boleh. Jadi, I memang buat apa pun tak dapat jadi tau. Selepas tu, I leave these friends, I go with the other friends who tell me that you should try this, try, you can. And selepas tu, I started see my achievement. And that's how I make myself who I am today. If I look back today, I'm thankful that I make the choice. I leave the friends who give me that negative energy. This is my experience.
Nice.
Yeah, surround yourself with people with good energy, with positive outlook in life. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And open your heart. Open your heart. So that's actually, Amber, you've given us a lot of great positivity today. And I didn't get a chance to tell you this, Amber. Great People TV is about celebrating those positive stories. We don't like to talk about gossip, about personal life and all that sort of mumbo jumbo. We talk about positive stories, and you shared a lot of positive stories today. So thank you so much, Amber, for coming on Great People TV and sharing this wonderful energy. I think our audience will get a lot out of this, not just in terms of how to improve their language, how to improve their mind, but how to improve their focus and feedback, I mean, and receiving feedback so they can become better. And Ambacha, you've told us very good stories today. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Great People TV, for having me. And thank you, people who are watching this show. Watch more this type of show. Maybe you can get more positive energy as well.
Thanks. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you so
we'll catch
so
up
much.
Soon, yeah? Okay.
See you.
Bye, Amber.
Bye. Wow.
Wow.
I liked it.
That is quite inspiring. I really like her personality. You know, she has always been a very humble, modest, and very down to earth. That's why she's easily dia senang je nak, you know, gel with anyone and everyone.
Yeah, she's very easy to work with. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
it's really, really easy to work with. But speaking of, she did say one very another interesting thing, which is to keep watching Great People TV. So please keep
Yeah.
watching Great People TV. Click the subscribe button on YouTube, click the like and follow buttons on Facebook, on Instagram, and also on our LinkedIn as well. So it's been a very, very great discussion with Amber Cha. Hannah, you asked some great questions. Well done. Anything you want to leave our audience with before
For
we
you.
go?
No, but please stay tuned for next week because we have a line of great guests at this month. So be sure to keep yourself updated on our special guests from week to week. Okay?
That's right. Well done. Now, well said. All right, everybody. Good night. On behalf of Hannah Ismail, myself, Ben Ibrahim, and everybody here at Great People TV, have a great night. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of Great People TV. Take care. Assalamualaikum.